abyss with no bottom. The weak scarlet light came up from that. So did a trailer of mist. But that gap got only a glance before our attention became fixed on the cause of the recent outburst. Now I could get a fair look at what had heaved following that last little tickle of an earth tremor.
"Torches!" I bellowed. "Get some light over here! Get some more torches lit!"
They did have plenty more, the brothers, but they were being frugal. It's a big-ass old wooden throne. What I couldn't bring myself to add was that that big-ass old wooden throne had a big-ass old humanoid body nailed to it with silver knives. Throne and body were poised above the abyss, painted cruelly by the red light. I wanted torches so I could see the body better. I thought its eyes were open, and I did not want that to be true.
"What the fuck is it?" somebody asked. "A giant?"
Tide, lurking in my shadow as always, offered one quick phrase in Yuan Bao. I did not understand anything but the accusation.
"Bone warrior." What was that?
It might be the golem Shivetya stone soldier. Why was he dragging that old stuff out now?
Shivetya?
I knew what a golem was. An artificial man, commonly created from clay. In some mythologies, all of us descend from such divine knick-knacks.
"It is Guni myth, soldier of darkness. Kadi, or Kina, when she was young, warred with everyone. She so weakened the lords of light that the lords of darkness thought to see a chance to conquer them and sent an army of demons to attack them. The fighting went so poorly for the lords of light that the god Fritinyal, who is sometimes said to be Kina's father, begged Kina for help. She agreed, but for reasons of her own. In the final battle on the stone plain, Kadi grew bigger and stronger every time she devoured one of the demons."
This much of the mythology I knew, among other versions. Some witnesses claimed Kina was created specially for the last great battle with the demon host sent up by the Lords of Darkness. According to others, she was sired by the devil Ranashia, who disguised himself in the aspect of Fritinyal and had his way with Mata, one of the forms the mother goddess takes in Guni myth. Still others insist Kina is not native to Guni myth at all, but is a powerful outside intruder whose presence was so wicked it had to be accepted, even while mostly ignored. The key story was pretty basic. Desperate gods chose to battle evil with evil, and ended up having their weapon turn and chomp on their fingers. Kina's creator, or father, eventually tricked her into falling asleep, after which she was imprisoned until her worshippers could spring her with the Year of the Skulls. The Year of the Skulls was something that was going to come. There was no preventing it. Even though Kina was asleep and imprisoned, a tiny wisp of her essence had escaped and remained in the world, guiding those who would bring on the end of the age. But it could be thwarted indefinitely by the efforts of good and righteous men. Once they understood how they'd damned themselves, the other Lords of Light directed Fritinyal to make a demon out of clay and animate it with a shard of his own soul so he would never lose control. This golem was given the name Shivetya, which means deathless. Shivetya is supposed to guard the gateway to Kadi's resting place forever. I never heard